Don't look now, but it might be time to waste some time. Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. I'm Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today, I gotta get a little spicy with you guys. I think I have to kind of just kick some butts into gear, I think. I had this really interesting interaction talking to somebody the other day socially about how football season was coming up. And the response back to me was like, oh my gosh, I don't understand why so many people waste like an entire Sunday just watching a bunch of grown men throw a ball around. And the comment kind of like went by and I said, well, for me, like I really enjoy the strategy. You know, like there's a lot of aspects to the game I like. I know it's not everybody's, you know, cup of tea, but for me, it really makes me happy. And then I saw this post on Facebook about why it was somebody saying like why I don't own a TV and going on and on about the waste of time that television is. And I feel like there's this commentary out there in the personal development space that sort of implies that we should always be working on being better, that we should always be working on ourselves and being in tune and being present and being positive. And here's the thing about personal development that kind of, I think a lot of people are missing the boat on, that thinking about personal development, reading about personal development, talking about personal development is not personally developing. And this idea that we always have to be like a version of our higher selves and our best selves, that there's sort of like no value in kicking back, having a beer and watching a football game, or that there's no value in, you know, finding out the latest episode of a Netflix binge, or, you know, I just spent this weekend working on a jigsaw puzzle. I probably put in maybe 2.5 to 3, maybe even 4 hours across Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on it. So when I look at how people spend time and the commentary and the reflection that implies that there's better ways to spend time than other things. And I was wondering what happens to people. First of all, where do they get off and sort of deciding for other people what's a waste of time, what isn't a waste of time? I think we all get to be really interested and inspired by different things. And I never begrudge anybody. Well, maybe I do begrudge people a little bit who just sit and read mindset books all day, because I don't think that's actually doing mindset. But I would never go so far as to say it's a waste of time. I understand that self-help books and personal development books really light people up. They get inspired by new ideas. I would never say, oh, you wasted your time. I may have commentary on like how much of a healthy mindset you can develop reading about mindset, because I think that, you know, developing a healthy mindset and having one means going out and living life as if. But here's the thing. It's this pressure, I think, that comes with what being present means and being in tune. When I think about why we have this commentary on valuable versus invaluable ways to spend time, I think that there's this consensus out there, or maybe the societal and social pressure, that we should always be, you know, sort of building our relationships better. We have to be taking care of our minds, taking care of our bodies, nurturing relationships, making sure we're helping the greater community at large, etc., etc. And the idea that some tasks are not beneficial to us, that are not valuable, that don't sort of, you know, build us to be better people, I want to question you on that. I want you to question yourselves on that. And I want you to take a moment of pause. Because I think that when people are saying to me, oh, that football is just a waste of time, or really, you spent, you know, 5 hours working on a puzzle, like, why'd you do that? I think people make an assumption that activities that look like numbing out activities, are the ones that have less value. So if you're just sitting on the couch watching TV, you're not really doing anything important. And what I really want to walk people through is the idea that how we spend our time absolutely is important. And we positively need to be mindful and intentional about it. But that's the point, not the activity, not what we're choosing to do with our time, the fact that we choose to be intentional about it. So if I'm going to sit down and watch a football game, I'm going to sit down and watch the darn football game. I'm not also going to be on my laptop and scrolling through my phone and doing 50 million other things. And if I'm going to be watching a Netflix show, I'm not also going to have a different screen open and texting somebody and calling somebody, but I'm going to be connected to the experience, to what I want and what I hope to get out of it. And sometimes we absolutely do need to numb out. We need to check out, exit from relationships, exit from ourselves, and just have some downtime where we're not doing anything and we're just kind of mindless. But even that, we can do intentionally so it can benefit us. Because when we're talking in personal development space, when we're talking about mindset, we're talking about making deliberate, intentional choices that will get us closer to the lives we want and closer to the businesses we want. So if it's somebody's goal and somebody's intention to stop wasting time and they're not gonna, they're taking YouTube off their phone, which is something I heard the other day. They're putting notification police apps on their phone so that they're not on social media all the time, and they're not getting into football because it's the biggest time suck ever, or whatever the choices are, people are making. That's so good. So long as you're clear on the intent, what you want to get out of it, and how it's going to fill your bucket, how it's going to take care of you. Because the goal isn't to question what some people find valuable and others don't. The goal is to make sure that we are spending our time and our lives in a way that's consistent with who we want to be and how we want to move through the world. And sometimes, my friends, that's going to look like wasting time. That's going to look like taking a nap 3 days in a row. That's going to look like ordering takeout so you don't have to cook. It's going to look like a back-to-back football lineup, or, going and lying in the grass in a park or something. It doesn't matter what it is. But the challenge here isn't to spend time wisely. The challenge is to spend time intentionally, to really be present and tuned in to what we're hoping to get from the experience or from the interaction. I think we would do well to police ourselves and to stop policing others, but to make a citizen arrest when we're just unintentionally tuning out, checking out, and otherwise not paying attention to our lives. There's always going to be time when we're not sort of on duty in the personal development space. There's always going to be these, blocks of time and stretches of time where we don't really do anything much. And that's, in the being human category. That's in the living category. But if your life isn't where you want it to be, if the way you feel about yourself isn't where you want it to be, you are not going to find answers, resolution, or peace to mindlessly tuning in or tuning out to a variety of things. The only way you find your way is if you get deliberate and precise in how you want to spend your time, and what you find valuable, and what you care about, and that you put your money where your mouth is. So many people talk about activities and hobbies that mean a lot to them, and they never put them in the schedule. They never prioritize them. They simply hope that they're suddenly going to find time for it. But rather, we have to prioritize the things that make us happy. We have to put it into our schedule. We have to schedule our our priorities rather than prioritizing our schedule. I got that quote from somewhere. That's not mine. I don't know where I heard it. I think I heard it on a podcast. But it's this idea that if you look at the things you care about, if you look at the people you care about, the things that you have decided for yourself that will build you a better, more fulfilling life, when you look at how you spend your time, do you see those things represented? Are they there? If they're not, you have some work to do, my friend, on building a life that's closer to the thing that you want. And if they are there, make sure you're not multitasking through it and texting and chatting and using social media. Be in the moment. Don't just worry about getting the picture taken. Be a part of the picture. Be in it, be present, and be aware, even if you're sitting under a tree with your eyes closed. It doesn't matter the what. What's really important is that it's a reflection of how you want to be and who you want to be. So this is your wake-up call, your triple dog dare to look at how you're spending your time, and maybe a friendly reminder to not worry so much about how other people are spending theirs. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope this little wake-up call and mindset minute are valuable to you. I love sometimes just to take these regular everyday life occurrences and riff on them a little bit. So I hope you found value here, and I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.